Saint Placid and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today, with the weather being what it is outside, all gloomy and rainy and everything else, it's one of those days in which we tend to lose our patience a little bit, get a little cranky and grouchy with people, and sometimes a little bit disrespectful in our tone, too, when we're speaking to our teachers or just about anyone. But it's perfect, because in the epistle today, the epistle of our martyrs, it says, patience is necessary. And that should be our lesson today as we think about the life of these wonderful martyrs whom we have today. Saint Placid, when he was just a child, he was sent to live with Saint Benedict and to go to school with him and his monks. And he was there with another young man, Saint Maurus, too. And Saint Placid was an example of virtue even to all of the other monks, even though they were older, and some of them much older than he was an example of virtue. And when he grew up, Saint Placid became a monk in the Benedictine order, and actually he was the very first martyr of the Benedictine order. Now, Saint Placid's father was a very generous man, and he gave a lot of land to the Benedictines so that they could use it for monasteries and schools. In fact, he gave away so much land that there were 18 different villages on this land. And so some of the people didn't really like the idea that so much land was given to the Benedictines. So some of them began to steal some of the land and keep it as their own so that the monks couldn't get it. Well, Saint Benedict then sent Saint Placid out to talk to these men, these thieves, and to get the land back. Well, along the way, he worked so many miracles that these men ended by giving back the land, and they were very happy with all of the work that would be done there with the monasteries and schools. So, but along the way, he healed two sick people, gave sight to a blind man, he restored speech to a man that couldn't talk, and to a deaf man he gave back his hearing, and he cast out many, many demons. And all the people saw that, and they were highly impressed with him and knew that he was certainly a holy man. So they gave him back his land, and then Saint Placid chose a piece of land for himself so that he could build a monastery and a chapel. And then as soon as he did that, several people came to live with him, to live under his guidance, so that he could show them the way to heaven. And there he, with his other guests, you might say, or his monks, they led a life of prayer, and he ate bread and water only 3 days a week. It was only on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. The other days he ate absolutely nothing. And then he slept very little, and when he did sleep, it was always sitting up. And he never spoke badly of others, it says. And another thing, and this is, I think, very, very edifying, they say that no one ever saw Saint Placid angry. They never saw him lose his temper, not once. And that is quite something to do. But here's where the things get really interesting about the life of Saint Placid and his companions. Well, he had two brothers and a sister who lived back in Rome, and they had begun hearing so many good things and saintly things about their brother Placid that they decided to pay him a visit just to see what he really was like. Well, just after their arrival at the monastery, Manuka, who was a powerful pirate of the Muslim king in Africa, and an enemy of the Christians too, he came and landed on the island. He invaded the monastery of Saint Placidus and robbed him of many things. And then on top of it, he kidnapped Placidus, his two brothers and sisters, the two other monks whom Saint Benedict had sent with him, and 30 other religious. He kidnapped them all, and the pirate told them that they have to deny Christ or else. And of course they refused, and they were tortured. And here's some of the things that they did to them. First, they took them and beat them with rods and scourges. And then finally, put them into prison without any food whatsoever. And then every day, they were taken back out of prison and scourged anew. And then finally, after several times of this happening, they were taken out and a fire was started. But the fire was made in such a way that there was heavy black smoke coming up from it. And so they were all taken. They were hung upside down by the feet in the smoke so that they would be suffocated to death. Well, they were left there for the night. And the next day, the enemies came back and all the saints were still alive miraculously. And then what made the pirate all the more angry was that all of the other wounds on their body from the scourging, they were also miraculously healed. Then Placid, who was encouraging the others to hold on to their faith, and then he spoke up against the false idols and said how Manuka the pirate should not be worshiping them. So Placid was speaking about the Christian faith, and so the pirate ordered that his mouth and teeth were to be broken out with stones, and then his tongue was cut out. But miraculously, he was still able to speak just as clearly as he was before, and he kept up preaching the faith. And finally, the martyrs were commanded to be crushed under anchors and millstones, but this didn't do him any harm either. And finally, Placid and his companions were all beheaded and became martyrs. And the barbarians, what happened to them? What happened to Manuka and all the pirates? Well, they went back to sea. And there the waves of the sea engulfed them. And they drowned. They were punished by Almighty God. Well, as I said earlier today, today's one of those days when most of us are going to be tempted to grouchiness and everything like that. Look to the martyrs. Patience is necessary, it says in the epistle today. Patience is necessary. So pray to them for fortitude, to smile when you'd rather grumble, and to be patient when you'd rather lose your temper. And pray for all of your neighbors too. If they might lose their cool with you a little today, say a short prayer for them. And this is how you can honor our martyrs today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.